On the line, I've got Sasha Kirkwood. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it's really awesome to have you on the show. And folks, we're going to be playing a song that Sasha's put together. And we'll do that at the end of the interview. I was just wondering, Sasha, have you made just one song at this stage?
So that's the only song that's been released so far. But there is another upcoming one coming out this month, which is really exciting.
Okay, that's cool. And maybe just tell us a little bit about it first. The song's called Since We Were Young. And did you play that at Whangaroa Talent Factory a couple of years ago?
Yes. Yeah, I did. So originally I wrote that song back in, I think I was about 14 or 15 when our band at Raglan Area wanted to perform at Smoke Free Rock Quest. So we needed an original song. I sort of came up with that one. And and it's been sort of one of my more iconic songs. Heaps of people know it in Whangaroa because I play it so often at all my gigs and things. And when I won a competition to record two of my songs, I thought, hey, why not record that one? And the other song, Won't Be Saving You Today, which is the part two to the song.
Okay. How did you win the competition?
So it was through Tunes of Waikato. It was a competition in Hamilton, and it was just play an original song, and I ended up being one of the winners. I think there was three of us, and then I got to record my songs in the Port Studio in Hamilton, and I also did that alongside Peter Scandera and Dave Mabey in Raglan, which was super, super cool, because they've been some tutors of mine since I was, back then too, since I was 14, doing
right.
Smoke-free.
Yep.
All the songs have their amazing talents in there. We've got all the instruments, the mandolin, the harmonica, the banjo.
Yep.
So it really made both the songs really, really special.
And so I know you've played it, you've played it live. I saw it at the Whangaroa Talent Factory. I know you played at Sound Splash after that. I presume you've played your songs there as well. And
yes.
Have you played other places?
Sound Splash was probably definitely the biggest gig for me. That was super cool. Other than that, I did do random gigs around. I've played at the Live and Local at the Old School Arts Centre a couple of times this year.
Yeah.
And, just a few times around. But I always do play those two songs because they're just classics of mine.
Those are the two. It's a small town, so I've known Sasha for years and years.
Yes.
You're similar age to my kids. I think I coached your brother at soccer, all that sort of stuff. So I've heard, are you going off to uni or tech or something like that?
I am. So this year, I took a gap year last year. I just needed some time to sort myself out. But this year I'm going down to Christchurch to the Institute of Utter, and I'm going to study musical theatre down there.
Okay, because you've been doing a lot of musical theatre, haven't you, in Hamilton? I keep seeing this pop up on our Facebook feed.
Yes. Yes, so I sort of, I saw an audition in 2019 for a musical, and I was like, hey, why not try it? And I got into the show, and since then I've been in three shows. I'm currently in Mamma Mia at the moment at Rivoli Theatre, which is super fun.
Yeah.
I just found this whole new passion for musical theatre, and I was like, why not go down and study something that I love? So it was really cool to get into it's basically a drama school down in Christchurch.
And so in the one you're in at the moment, what's your role?
I'm playing Lisa, who's Sophie's best friend, sort of one of the bridesmaids. And we've got such an amazing, talented cast. It's been put off, I think, three times now because of COVID, but this year,
yeah.
Luckily we've been able to go ahead with Red Light, all the limitations in place and things, but we can finally do it. And then I leave for Christchurch 2 days after, so it's perfect timing.
Right. So that must be quite soon, just in a few days, is it?
Yeah, I think it's 8 days now.
Yeah.
So who's counting?
I'm sure you are. And so are the people coming to it? Like, I noticed a lot of people are like not going out much at the moment, so.
I know. Yeah, it's a whole mix of things, really. But we've been lucky enough to be completely sold out every night. So we've got six shows a week for 2 weeks plus an extra two shows, and we've sold out every night for the limitations of 100 people.
Wow.
Which is super cool because these people have just been waiting, I guess, for 3 years to come.
Yep.
And because there isn't really any other live things going on, it is an opportunity to go out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's it like performing and singing every day or 6 days a week for 2 weeks? Like, does that take a toll on your voice?
Definitely. So we, when we heard we were going to do the season in January, it was originally meant to be in October last year. We didn't start rehearsals up until the beginning of January. So we got, I think, 8 rehearsals until we started the show. So it's been full on since mid-January, I believe. And yeah, everyone's voices is be going down. The bodies are getting a bit sore, but we get 2 days rest at the moment and then we're back in on Tuesday okay. for the rest of the week.
Probably having to do an interview doesn't really help either, does it?
No, it's totally fine.
It's totally fine. That is good. That's good. I mean, sometimes my voice gets worn out from talking, so it's a very different thing. Have you had training? Like this is something I wonder about because I've never had any training about what to do with my voice. I'm not a singer, but do you guys get some proper training about how to handle that?
Well, so we have our musical director in the show, and he gives us tips on things on how to keep our voices well, but I've been having singing lessons and training for a couple of years now in Cambridge with Scott Hall, so he's also been giving me my own techniques.
Right.
Yeah, over the years.
So you're heading off to study, but you've also got some songs out. How serious is the song you've released and that side of things for you? How far do you want that to go?
Well, I've just always loved writing music and singing and things. So when I decided to go down to university and do musical theatre, I didn't want to lose that whole original song side of myself or the because it's two completely different sides.
Yeah.
And so when I had the opportunity to release a couple of songs, I was like, okay, here's the beginning. And then hopefully when I go down to Christchurch, I'll be able to hook up with some people down there and maybe record a few more songs and that I've got under my belt already and try to just keep releasing more and more. But I've already had amazing support from everyone with my first song, and I just hope that they love the second one as much.
Yeah. So when we saw you perform here, I think you had Dave Mabey and Peter Scandera backing. So how developed? Because I know like you write a song maybe on your guitar by yourself, and then then it develops. How developed was the song then, and did it develop more once you got in the studio?
Yeah, no, definitely. These two songs were it was such a long process, but beautiful process. And yeah, having the help from Peter Scandera and Dave was amazing. So when we played at the Whangaroa Talent Factory, that was basically what was going to be in the recording. So they played, I think Dave was on either the mandolin or the other guitar and Peter was on bass, and that was basically how we had recorded it. We went through so many different samples. Peter recorded hundreds of harmonica bits, and we picked and chose all the different bits and just put it together, and it just came out to be exactly what I wanted it to be with the folky country vibe. It was a long process, but it was so amazing to go through.
And did it, when you won the chance to record, did that also come with another producer or anything, or did you just get the studio?
Yes, so Regan at the Port Studio, so he was the producer there, and then we went between his studio and Dave Mabey's studio, and we just picked and matched, and then would go over to Hamilton every now and again and listen to it all together, and we'd come back to Dave's and record some more things, and it was a lot of back and forth and stuff, but it all really came together really well.
Okay, and so I'm just curious, when you're writing it initially, are you thinking about what the drums are going to do and what the bass is going to do and all that sort of thing, or how does that work?
Well, for my first release, Since We Were Young, when I wrote it so long ago for my band, Jack, right. My brother, was playing the drums.
Yep.
He hadn't heard the song, and I just sort of played it to them, and we were like, cool, we're going to do this song. And he started playing drums, and I just remember being like, that's exactly what I wanted. I think we've got our twin thing going.
Yeah, of course.
So he played exactly what I wanted, so I tried to envision that in my head when we came back to recording it years later, and I tried to, I think we ended up doing sample drums. I'd love for Jack to record drums for my next song, but we ended up doing samples, but I was still thinking in my head the years back, being like, no, I need these beats here, I need that there. So it really just came together like how I how we used to play it back in band when we were all 15.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, and I think I talked to Dougal about it. I think he was playing guitar, and the whole everything seemed so easy at that age. What was it for him? Like he said, "Oh, I just wrote a song," and it sounds like the same for you. Like you'd written a song, and your brother played drums, and it all worked. Was it really like that when you were young like that?
Yeah, it was. Our band was amazing. We just gelled, and everyone could just. Everyone was so talented. I was just the singer. I would just sing the songs, but everyone else would just make up their own parts or just add their own little flares, and it just made it... It was so cool to just jam with them, and it's kind of sad now that we're all growing up and moving apart. We haven't been doing that as much, but I hope we can all get back together again and do some jamming. It would be really cool.
And what was the name of the band again?
That was Majestic Unicorns.
That was it, yes. Yeah. That was going big with the name. Was the Rock Quest like the first thing that you guys had done where you'd performed seriously?
I believe so, yeah. So I can't quite remember if we were year 9 or 10 at the time, but that was definitely the biggest thing that we had to do. And because it had to be original songs, it wasn't just covers, it was like the next level.
Yeah, yeah. And you got through to the next round, didn't you?
We did, yeah. So we did... Waikato regionals and then we got through to the Waikato regional finals, but we didn't make it past that, but we got there both years we went, so it's definitely, we didn't do too bad.
Yeah. Now look, one of the things that always comes through with, like, when we talk with people like you is the support that's been around you as you've been growing up and mm-hmm. all of that, and it sounds like you've talked about Peter Scandera and Dave Mabey and the school. How much of a big deal is that to have that support?
It's so amazing. I go back and think, and I'm like, wow, like, what? Why? How did I have all of this amazing talent and mentorship around me, and I was just able to be with them? Like, everyone's so... It's so wonderful working with so experienced people, and I'm just so lucky, because Raglan is such a, cultural and musical place that I'm so grateful that I grew up there and was able to, like, just take on everything that's going around. Because I feel, why is it that everyone can just play an instrument in Raglan? Like, it's crazy. So it's been so wonderful. And then all the support from people, like, just my family, my whānau, and just the community in general, just everyone just, I just love it. I love the support so much, and it just keeps me, it makes me want to keep going and just keep doing more. So people can still be, they can still hear my things and hopefully love them and put a smile on their face.
And has your mum taken on the role of promoter?
Promoter? She basically has.
Yeah.
She's on Facebook. You'll see her posting all about my things.
Because I think that's how I found out. So it was via your mum, and I think I bumped into her, and she was.
She's doing her job then, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, but it's good. That's how it works. You know, just like being here in the radio, that's how I find out about stuff in town. It's just through all the, you know, the connections that we all have in this little town.
No, definitely.
So do you want to produce an album? Do you care to produce an album? Does anyone produce albums anymore? Like, how's that going to go?
I would love to do that. I do have a few other songs under my belt that haven't been recorded yet. I'd have to write a few more, but I would love to. I've done these two singles, and then I think I'll work on, possibly hoping to release an album with those two singles in it. I don't really know yet, because I obviously have to do all the recording and everything, and I don't have anyone at the moment to do that unless I'm back in Raglan with Dave or anything. But that's definitely the goal, because I do want to carry on this side of myself as well as the whole musical theatre stage stuff.
And is there like a style or genre of music that you kind of find yourself gravitating toward, or is that maybe a little undecided still?
Well, it's so interesting, because my songs end up being quite folky and country, but I don't necessarily go and listen to that every day.
Right.
It's really interesting, yeah. It's like the poppy, folky stuff. So the rest of my songs are sort of along those lines too. But I'm working on trying to expand a little bit and testing out some new genres and things with my songs. So hopefully I'll be able to find some inspiration to write something like that. But
so what,
we'll find some time to do that.
So what do you listen to?
People ask me, you know, what's your favourite, like, music genre or whatever. I just listen to anything I can sing along to.
Yep.
So if I'm listening to the radio and it's just pop or folk or whatever it is, I just love just singing along. I listen to a lot of musical theatre, obviously, just because that's a whole different way of using your voice. So I'm trying to learn from listening to those songs to singing them. But, yeah, just anything I can sing along to is perfect for me.
Awesome. Hey, folks, we're talking to Sasha Kirkwood, who's grown up in Raglan, Whangaroa, and has making some music. You've been making music for a long time, but you've made some music to release now. And we're going to wrap up the interview, and we're going to play the first single, which is Since We Were Young. Tell us what the song's about. Give us the full story before we get into it.
It's really about just young love, not the naivety around it. I don't even know if that's a word, but... just how young people, they think they're in love. They think it's this whole thing, it's this whole dream movie. But obviously it's not. It's not really. But it's a nice, I like the song because it's just a nice, just a touchy-feely moment. Like it puts a smile on most people's faces when I sing it. And I feel like most people can relate to it when they were younger and be like, oh, that was totally me. So Since We Were Young was released on Christmas Eve, and it's on all the platforms you can find, on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, which is really exciting. And yeah, that's basically the story behind it.
And your stage name, if that's the right phrase, is your performing name, is just your same name, Sasha Kirkwood?
Just Sasha Kirkwood, yeah. Nothing too out there.
Okay, cool. All right, Sasha, thanks heaps for your time this morning, and good luck. And I hope you enjoy when you get down and start the study in the musical theatre. I hope you have a lot of fun down there.
Yes, thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you.
Okay, see you, Sasha. All right, folks, yes, that was Sasha Kirkwood. And just in Hamilton at the moment because doing that run of theatre 6 nights a week by the sounds of it. So this is her track, Since We Were Young. You got The Morning Show.
And you gave me a little smile, then we turned away and walked back to class. I thought of you all day, and I was hoping that you'd stay, because you were more than I could ever ask. Love whispers here and there, why do they even care? It's not like we knew what we were doing. Yeah, 'cause we were young. Then were we dumb? Just having a little bit of fun. 'Cause we thought we were in love. Just look how far we have come since we were young. Since we were young, oh yeah. Remember that game that we all used to play, and we chase each other all around the room. Oh, I followed you everywhere, and you didn't seem to care, 'cause you thought that we were perfect too. We're perfect too. When my wish came true, the one about me and you. Oh God, what did I even do? 'Cause we were young, then were we done? Just having a little bit of fun. 'Cause we thought we were in love. Just look how far we have come since we were dodging looks and reading books about Captain Hook, learning to cook and playing games. Now we're in the rain, we felt no pain, we were insane. Being shy, not meeting eyes, playing I spy with only smiles. I swear we're never growing up, 'cause we are young. Man, are we dumb? Just having a little bit of fun. 'Cause now we are in love. Just look how far we've come since we were young.